Hi there, this is Paul Bars. Hello and welcome. Welcome back again to Product Creation Secrets. I've just got one thing to say to you today, which is so incredibly important. It could save you literally 100 to 300 hours or more in the future. And you're probably thinking, yeah, great, Paul, what's that got to do with now? Well, here's the deal. Remember earlier I spoke about having a vision for the future, creating products that are going to last through time, not just something which sells this year only because it's, you know, the yay, latest, greatest, blah, 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 whatever. And, you know, you might think that your product's going to be around for years and years, but believe me, over the last 10 years that I've been working online and the guys that I've worked with who have been online for 10, 15 years or so, they and I have seen more products come and more products go than you probably even know existed. At least that is if you're getting started just in the last year or so. It is not uncommon. In fact, it's extremely common for people to create products and make the number one biggest mistake when it comes to creating these products to do with the online business world. Let me rephrase that or say that clearly again. The online business world. This won't apply so much if your book is about physiotherapy. It really won't apply probably at all if you're book is about breeding cats, because those things, whatever you say now, are still going to be relevant in 5, 10, 20, 50 years, most likely. As far as the internet goes, though, not a chance. Next year, it could be out of date if you're not careful. So what I'm going to ask you today to consider before and as you begin, whether it's writing or recording or whatever your e-product is, I want you to work really hard to make sure that you're not going to time date it. Now, I've already done that with this product. Oh, when did I do that? Have a think back to the last audio. I mentioned a website company which has been around for years and years and years, but are there any guarantees it's going to be around in the future? Well, no, there aren't. What was the company? The company was ClickBank, wasn't it? I'm using it now because it is the easiest thing, and I can talk about it in this particular audio because we're talking about time dating things. Who says that ClickBank is always going to be around? What? And we hope it is, but what will happen to this rebrandable viral product in, say, 10 more years' time if ClickBank crashes and burns? It will become null, void, and of no use whatsoever. Well, the content will be okay, but I'd have to update it again, wouldn't I? Don't think that that kind of thing can happen with such huge companies? Well, let me just give you an idea of a few things that have happened. When I first got online, this is when I first went e-commerce, actually. I think my e-commerce was in that 01. I started off with a company called Globill. And I wanted to be running a membership site with monthly billing, and ClickBank didn't offer that. PayPal didn't offer that. Matter of fact, almost nobody offered that. I went with Globill. Globill did wonders for me until sometime in about 2003 when they crashed and burned. I don't know what they did wrong, but something went wrong seriously. And I tell you, I lost thousands of dollars, as did thousands of other webmasters. But you don't hear me talking about Globill anymore in any of my audios because I've had to go back through every single darn one of them and beep, cut that out. What about Overture? How long since you've heard of Overture.com? Now, if you go and type Overture.com into a search engine, it'll still be there. Actually, no, it won't. It will redirect you to the company that bought it out and runs a completely different pay-per-click campaign. Once upon a time, Google, and I've just time-dated this audio by mentioning Google, once upon a time, Google wasn't the biggest company when it comes to their pay-per-click advertising with AdWords. That's another one which time-dates it. It's only relevant as long as the AdWords are working. Yes, that's right. Well, once upon a time, Google AdWords wasn't the biggest thing since sliced bread. I was online when they introduced it. Wow, that's a good concept. But were they the first ones? No, they weren't the first ones to do it. Before them, Overture.com was the biggest thing. And at that time as well, there was so many pay-per-click search engines. There aren't that many anymore, are there? Now, there are a few. You probably didn't even think there are any. Maybe. Some people that I talk to don't even know they exist. They think that AdWords is it. Well, it's not it. And if you're listening to this in 20 years' time and Google AdWords isn't around, then I'm not going to need to come back and re-record this product because you'll understand what I'm saying straight up. You need to be very, very careful in which references, which companies, websites, businesses, even not so much, I guess, with people because we expect people to move on and pass away. That's okay. Sad, but it happens. But in businesses, we don't want to time date our products. Let me finish this little session by telling you a story. This is a story of what I've been doing recently. It's taken me, how long did it take? Actually, it took me 5.5 months to do what I'm going to tell you about in this little story. It's very simple. It's very quick. It's very easy. You see, because I've been online for so long and I've been very, very fortunate and enjoyed tremendous success with my business, I'd created over the years many, many different products, actually 32 in total, audio or video, DVDs, whatever. I did all these things and they were fantastic and they kept selling for me and they kept selling. And then some of them I noticed started just dropping away. People weren't interested in them anymore. Well, why is that? So recently, nearly six months ago now, I did something that I hadn't done ever, actually. And I sat down and I listened to one of my old products. And I went, ooh, wow. You know, that thing's 6 years old and it's like completely irrelevant. Small wonder people weren't buying it anymore. It had nothing to do with today's marketplace because it was time dated. And I was talking about things that didn't exist anymore. So as I rebuilt my members area at the Maximum Success University, and once again, I've just time-dated this one more time, but I hope it'll still be there when you get in at Maximum Success. Here's a plug. MaximumSuccessUniversity.com. There you go. There's a plug. But it could time-date it. eBusiness-Mastery.com, one of my previous websites, I can't do anything with that website at the moment. I still own the domain name, but the registrar crashed and burned, and me, along with 100,000+ other website owners, cannot access our domains to transfer our DNS settings to rebuild our sites. Bang, gone. It's going through the courts in America or something like that. What can I do? Nothing. These are examples of what has happened. And now I've had to go back through my members area, and I've had to listen, I've had to watch, and I've had to reread every single word of all those 32 different products and then put them back online. Hundreds of hours. And I had to take everything and anything out of them that would time date them. I'm going to suggest to you, the same thing that I'm going to do from now on is that you be very careful not to time date your products by mentioning other companies and other names that just may not be there. You can't guarantee it. Sorry, you cannot guarantee. Even companies like Google, even companies like Microsoft, these things are just not guaranteed anymore. I mean, once upon a time, General Motors in the US, solid as a rock. With what happened, you know, after the recent correction, this is a correction on the stock market, yeah, hello, anyway, sorry, had to get that out. After what happened, General Motors no longer stable. They yet may or may not be able to rebuild it without that government help. Chances are it would never have happened. Who knows? That's still the future. But no company in today's economic marketplace is guaranteed. The best guarantee you can give yourself is to not time date your product so they are marketable and saleable forever and ever and ever. Talk to you in the next tutorial. Bye-bye.